So not tomorrow. Okay, good morning. We are Hilchos Chol HaMoed, Tav Kuf Lamed Zayin. One quick thing from yesterday, where we spoke about the chickens, in case I misread it or translated. Aval as very end with Dalit, Aval Asur Lahoshi Vacheret Afilo Meita Harishon. So the first chicken, you're allowed to put on there in that situation, but if it dies, you're not allowed to put another chicken. Then it's too much of a tircha, and that's Asur. Okay. Now, for today, the focus of today is Davar HaAved, but I do want to discuss a quick intro, which is going to carry us through the rest of Davar HaAved, and a quick review of yesterday's discussion of being metakin for Davar HaAved. We can bring it up now or later, but we'll just do it now so that we see how it plays out. As we read the Simanim, you'll see how it keeps coming up. So, one issue about Davar HaAved was, what about Tircha Yesera? So if it was unclear, it is a little bit unclear. So in the general rule, now it really depends on each case, how Chazal and the Mishnah or the Gemara was gozer or matakin the way it should be. Obviously, later issues are a little bit less clear. But the general rule is, if it's a case of Davar HaAved, so we learned you're allowed to do Davar HaAved, even if it's for after the Chag, you're allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed, if it's a Davar HaAved, so it depends. Can you do it with the Tircha Yesera? A lot of work. Again, what does that mean? It's always a discussion. So the general rule is, if it's a Hefsid Merubah, you're going to lose a lot of money, and it's going to be semi-disaster, whatever. Again, what is Hefsid Merubah? That's a whole other discussion. So if you're losing, for what it is, a decent amount, so then we say you're allowed to do a Tircha Yesera, you're allowed to spend a lot of effort. But in many of the cases we're going to see, if it's a small Hefsid, so then you're only allowed to do a small Tircha, not something that's too much effort. Okay, I know it's a little gray, what's called it? Tircha and what's called a Hefsid. But that's at least a general rule you'll see it, the theme it often or usually works out. Okay, something else that Ramosha points brought up was, we don't normally see in the Chazal, the Poskim, the concept when it comes to Chol HaMoed, as we've hear about another place, a few other places, the makom tsar lo gazru beirabanan. You don't usually use that expression. Now that it may be a little bit of semantics, but we often do basically see that. It's phrased in Chazal differently. We often see that davar ha'aved is mutter, tsarach ochel nefesh is mutter, even tsarach haguf. We learned yesterday is also considered for these purposes. Again, not for Yom Tov, but for Chol HaMoed, it's considered under the same heter as Ochel Nefesh. Tzorech Ochel Nefesh. So we could have used either terminology, but we see in the Poskim and Chazal, usually it's the Davar HaAved, Ochel Nefesh, Tzorech HaMoed, Choli.
Maybe because the Makom Tzar is a higher bar. All of these things,
I don't know. We have a case.
Mr. Drabanan on Shabbos, but Makom Tzar lo gazru even on Shabbos. Makom Tzar, you don't need Makom Tzar on Chol HaMoed. But Vada is not there. All these other things.
Okay.
Are less
now I'll give you an example. When it comes to milking a cow, so the postgame point out, we had this case already. I think in Lam and Gimel, it's they call it Davar HaAved. Now, it's not necessarily really Davar HaAved, but those are the words that Chazal like to use. You personally might like to use Tsar. That's not what Chazal and the Poskim use. No, not as the Tsar Bale Chaim, but yeah. It's not under the heter Tsar Bale Chaim, although that's also a reason why it's Mutter. I'm just pointing out that there's certain Lashonos in Chazal and in the Poskim for Chol HaMoed. I don't say it's wrong to use the Makom Tsar, but those are the Lashonos that they use. And an agmas nefesh, also you don't see.
Here,
oh boy.
Low battery.
It's still going? Okay. The one last thing I'll just point out, I mentioned yesterday, the phrase of Agmas Nefesh, I've only seen that in very late Achronim, and not anywhere earlier, but it's just an extension. Okay, just wanted to point it out. Now, when it comes to, let's just run through a few very pertinent examples, halacha l'maaseh, as far as Davar Ha'avid. So, something, yeah. Or, can things be fixed with an uman is really the question. Can things be fixed with an expert? So, fixing glasses. This is more kosher to yesterday, but it's all connected. So, fixing glasses with an uman. So there, I think all the poskim say it's mutter. You see that in Bera Moshe, Chazon Ovadia, and others. These are glasses that you need to see with. Glasses that are just for aesthetic reasons. So then we're going to see later on that by women you're allowed to fix things because for their jewelry and tachshitim. For men, maybe not. I don't know. Okay, kitchen appliances. Can you have an uman come fix, an expert technician come for you to fix kitchen appliances? So the postgame, I think they all say, and you can look in Shema Shavs Kilchasa, Chazon Ovadia, Pesachei Tshuva, Shevet Halevi, Bera Moshe. I believe everybody agrees. Since the kitchen, it's in the kitchen, and it's related to Ochel Nefesh, everyone says there's no question whatsoever, 100% mutter. Okay? What about things that are not in the kitchen? Appliances, so something like air conditioning and heat. So nowadays, I think all the poskim, I mean, they didn't exist in the olden days, but I think all the poskim generally say it's mutter, because it's under the same category as Ochel Nefesh, it's Tzorech HaGuf. Okay, and you'll see that in Shevet Halevi, Rav Moshe, Rav Yashiv, and in Yalkut Yosef. Let's see. What about electricity? The same thing. Mutter. What about your phone doesn't work? So that's mixed opinions, and also people have different types of lives, different societies, and how important the phone is. So some say it's, people are always needing the phone even for food. You have to, tell someone what to buy, what you need. Or people can't survive. Again, you want to get down to too much suffering. You want to call it tsar. He wants to call it agmas nefesh. In Chazal, it's usually davar ha'aved. So many poskim do allow fixing phones, such as the Bera Moshe, Yalkut, and Yalkut Yosef. But in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, there he writes, again, this was written a while ago, in Eretz Yisrael, if that means anything.
Yeah, it makes no important. That's not about cell phone.
Any phones. They didn't make a distinction. But okay, I'm just sharing with you a couple of the different poskim point out. So there, he basically writes phones are not allowed to fix in Shmir HaShabbos unless you know you need it for food or for a choli, sakana, issues like that. Things can always be a case of choli and sakana. But so anyways, I think most would be makel for that as well. Let's say a washing machine. So there, here it's a question. Some write, like in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa and Shevet Halevi, you're not allowed to fix it. But there are others who definitely say you're allowed to. Because it's, many poskim would say it's, you're allowed to also do it, a washing machine. Because of Davar Aved, Agmas Nefesh. And you're allowed to do laundry for what you're allowed to do. So it's going to make you now have to spend more money or uncomfortable situation with neighbors. We don't see that you have to go to, it depends. Some say we don't see that you have to go to bother neighbors. Anyway, so we'll leave that as a question mark, but that's that. Okay, cars was asked yesterday. So, as far as cleaning, washing your car. So many people would say it's not a tircha to wash your car. You just do a quick drive-through. What's the big tircha? Or it's just like washing, it could be like washing dishes. It's simple. It's relaxing. So in Yalkut Yosef it says it's mutter. But in Bera Moshe, I believe, in Chol HaMoed Hilchaso, he writes that it's, that it may be aser, but it's a tircha. So I don't know. I guess that's that. Then, easy things for a car. Even if to have a car mechanic do something that's easy. Like I know it might be out of our comfort zone, but objectively, it's an easy thing to do. such as changing a battery, changing a tire. Again, maybe you have to be a stronger person to do it. But for normal people, that's not called a Maisa Uman, most say. A puncher may or may not be, depending on you ask. So if you look in the poskim, anyone that discusses it, so a lot of them start off by seeming to say that it's usher to fix a car, because if it's a Maisa Uman, unless it's a case where you know it's a Davar Ha'aved. Like, Shmir Shabbos only says it if you're stuck on the side of the road, and now you have to, what are you going to do? Leave your car there and take a taxi, so you have to for sure get a mechanic and get towed and all that. Then he has an extra phrase over there, it depends how you want to interpret it, but it could be the Shmir Shabbos and Pesachei Tshuva, they say that Lamaisa, you're not necessarily forced to stay home, and also it depends how you live in your society. Some people you can't function without a car, and you're not chayav to pay a taxi every time you get out of your leave your house, go to shul, go to shopping, do anything during the day. So depends how you read them, but it sounds like they're saying it is mutter. As Rav Pesin, he says for sure it's mutter. Rabbi David, Rav Rosner. So basically, they all say lemaisa, you're allowed to fix your car because otherwise you can't function, and at the end of the day, it's going to cause you a loss of money just to function. So we'll say it depends on the tzarech. Obviously, if you're sitting home and you're not going anywhere, so then I think everyone would say it's aser.
Or if you don't
want to
go anywhere.
Or if you don't want
to
go anywhere.
Do any compare it to the horse that we saw in the last summer?
So the horse we see...
In order to travel, you're allowed to even beautify the horse. You're allowed to give it a cold tone. You're allowed to fix the tires of the horse. You're allowed to... Car wash the horse. You're allowed to feed the horse.
Do
all those things. None of them compared to a horse.
I don't recall any of them comparing to a horse. No, it's very good. Is that talking about Maisa Uman? So we normally say a Maisa Uman, you're not allowed to do unless it's a Davar Ha'aved. So the case of the horse is more Letayel and Letzorach Hamoed.
And that's
a question. If you apply that to Aleph by the case of the horse, so there's a question if that's allowed by Maisa Uman. So it seems to be it's Aser unless it's Davar Ha'aved. And to be trapped in your house or having to pay for a taxi, already it seems like everyone calls that Davar Ha'aved. And therefore, Lamaisa, it seems that everyone is Mego. Also by plumbing. Any basic plumbing is Mutter, Shema Shavska Chase, Yakud Yosef, Bir Moshe, Shlomo Zalman. In other words, you can't function. You have a leak, you're losing water. You can't function in the kitchen, your boiler, you don't have hot water to bathe or wash dishes. All that's going to be mutter, causing a smell. But to do anything that's not like a semi-emergency, anything that you don't really need, that you can wait, so then having a Maisa Uman could definitely, if there's no Davar Ha'aved, then that could be an Issur Darabanan. Okay. So that is going to help us going forward. Fine. So now let's read inside. Tav Kuf Lamed Zayin. Aleph. Davar Ha'aved. Right? It's something that's going to have it's going to get ruined, financial loss. Mutar La'asoto B'chol HaMoed Below Shinoi. So you're allowed to do it without any kind of even without any kind of a Shinoi. Okay? We discussed Tircha Yaseira or not, but with you don't have to do a Shinoi. That's clear. Mio. So the Rama points out, and however you're doing it, try and do it as little tircha as possible. Okay. Now, Mishnah Berurah points out, what if, he points out, number one, everyone agrees, even if the hefset is not going to be now, the hefset is going to be after Chol HaMoed. For example, they point out, by a car. You're going to need your car, let's say, for work. Let's say you don't need your car for Chol HaMoed, but you need it for work the day after Yom Tov. And if you don't get it repaired today, it's going to cause you a loss of money after Yom Tov. So in all these cases, mutter. Davar Aved applies even if the loss is going to be after the holiday. Now what if you don't know if it's going to be a loss? It's a suffix. You don't know if this issue, you don't know if you're going to need your car, you don't know if this issue is going to lead to being ruined or not. So the Magen Avraham says 100% always you can be Mako. When it comes to Davar Aved, you have a Safek, you don't know, you're Mako. The Chai Adam says that if you're not sure, then you have to use a non-Jew to do it for you. And the Mishnah Berurah basically says, well, if it's a real doubt, like a reasonable doubt, like you have, it's reasonable to assume, again, how you judge that a little bit, but he says if it's normal that this might lead to a real loss, and you're not just, it's not far-fetched, it could be makel 100%, even by the Jew, by himself, okay, that's like the, okay, so he's, and he says, but whenever possible, do it, bet sina. Okay. Now, let's keep reading. Lefichach. So now we're talking about irrigating your field, your garden. Okay, so here perusha aretz tzmeya beit hashlachin is you have land. It's a field, and it's thirsty. Shehitchil hashkota kodem hatzamoid. It needs water. Now, if once you already started, again, I'm not an expert over here, but the situation that we're discussing over here, again, basically it's a relatively simple principle. If it's a davar aved, it's mutter, and if you don't need to do it on, and you won't lose anything, just wait a few more days for the Yom Tov to pass, then watering is going to be aser. So here, the case is, shehitchil hashkota kodem, you began to water it. And since you began to water it, if you just stop now for a week, then it's going to cause damage to your field. It won't grow properly, something's going to happen. So then, mutter lehashkota. So then you are allowed to continue, right? You lift up the irrigation, whatever holds the water, and you let it flow in through your irrigation canals. Shekevan shehitchila hashkota kodem lachin. Since you began beforehand, yemo yashkenu achshav tipaseh. If you don't let it continue, once you start the process, it's going to get ruined. That's the Beit HaShlachin that we're talking about. Aval sedei abal. But if you have a field that this Beit HaBaal means it gets from the rain. Okay? So then, she'en mashkin ota el hashpicha yoter. So when it's, normally it gets enough water from the rain, you never need to water it. You only want to water it if you want to have it, it's going to be better for your produce. It'll be better for the field, or whatever you're growing. So it's not an issue of davar ha'aved, or hefsed, it's just an issue of you want to make it better. So then, asur lehashkota. So you're not allowed to water it if it's only to make it better. The only time it's mutter is if there's going to be an element of davar ha'aved. Okay, right? We're doing a malacha of watering, and there's an issue of tircha. So vet afilu beveit hashlachin, even in beit hashlachin, loytir aleicha deleika tircha yasira. So we only allow it if there's not going to be a great tircha. Right? You can't start digging and making canals and irrigation systems lechatchila on Chol HaMoed. It's okay. Kegon mina ma'ayan bein chadash bein yashan shehu mamshicho mashke. So you already have your irrigation or canals. And what are you doing? You're allowing the flow from this wellspring, the spring of water that's just coming on its own, you're allowed to use it. Now, you're allowed to use it even if, doesn't matter if it's old or new. The new situation is because maybe it'll fall apart. It's brand new, it was never used. And now the first time the water comes through it, it might ruin it. It might not be able to hold the water, and you're going to come to start digging and fixing. So we're not worried about that. We don't make a gzera that you might come to fix it, or you might start now using a big buckets and start carrying. So we don't make that type of gzera. So just allowing the mayan to flow, no problem. Aval, right? And this is a case when there's all these cases are, there's an element of davar havid. Aval lo yid leviyashke min abrecha umimei agshamim mekubatzim. But you're not allowed to start carrying buckets of water. That's called a tircha yisera. In order, to get it from, you have some kind of a brecha, what's the right word? Reservoir, pool, whatever it is. So then, it doesn't matter where it comes from, even if rainwater that gathers, all these cases is carrying with buckets is aser mipnei shehu tarach gadol. That's too much effort, and that's not allowed. Okay. Now, just using your foot, the Mishnah Berurah points out, when it's mutter, that's okay. Let's say, just to kick it with your foot a little bit, or to make a little bit of, to move the barrier with your foot, that's not going to be a problem. The problem is using a bucket. And basically, if you have a mayan that's going, then it's mutter to with your hands, with your feet to help it along, and even to, but you can't use a bucket. And in the case of using a brecha, then it's always going to be aser because then you might come to use a bucket. Afilu aruga achat chetzia gavoa v'chetzia namach. Now let's say you have a field and you have two different levels. One is higher, one is lower.
What is a patch?
Well, a patch. So then dolim mimakom namach lahashkot makom gavoa. So then you are allowed to take it from the top one to the lower one. Right, you're not allowed to. Because you're using a bucket. If it would just be by lifting up a little thing or just kicking a little something, that would be okay. But once you have to use a bucket, so then that's never allowed, even though they're next to each other and you're going from, even if you're going from down, from up to down. Okay. Gemel. Neharat hamoshchim min ha'agamim. Mutar lahashkot mehem beit hashlachim b'moed. Now, if you have rivers that that are flowing, or canals of flowing water, you're allowed to let them, again, we're talking about, there's an element of davar of it, you're allowed to let them continue to flow into your beit hashlachim, even a chol hamoed, v'hu shelo pasko. Now, we're talking about rivers that you're not afraid they're going to end. Like we had a case of a mayan, rivers, where there's just, there's no, it doesn't dry up during the year, because then there's a, then there's a gzera, you might come, even if, because you might think this month it's not going to dry up or not during Chol HaMoed, but sometimes during the year it does, and it might empty out in the middle of Chol HaMoed, and then you're going to be all stressed, and you're going to come to use a bucket. So that's when it's a sur. V'chen, so it's only v'hu shelo pasku when it's mutter. V'chen ha-brechot sh'amat ha-mayim overet b'neim. Also, if you have these pools, and you have these little big canals, generally at least an amma by an amma, they pass through them. Mutter lahashkot mehen, you're allowed to let it to continue to flow. V'chen brecha shenatfa mibeit hashlachim v'adayin hino tefet. Also, as long as there's a pool and the water is still dripping from there, you assume, you don't have to worry, you assume that there's endless amounts and you let it to keep coming. Right? All these cases are just a very minor tircha, and therefore for Davar Avid, it's mutter. Mutter lahashkot mimena beit hashlachin acheret, and you're allowed to let it continue to another one, to another field. V'hu shelo pasak hamayan amashka beit hashlachin alyona. As long as the original source is constantly based, as far as you know, there's an endless supply. And that's when it's mutter. Okay, Dalet. Yirakot shirotze le'ochlan b'moed. Now, you have vegetables that you want to eat on moed. It's letzorach hamoed. Either it's for you, you want to eat them, or you want to give it to your friend, or you have a makolet and you want to sell to other people. If it's letzorach hamoed, to be eaten and sold on moed, yachod lidlot mayim hashkotan. You're allowed to carry heavy buckets of water in order to water them. Kadesh yigdilu v'yiru'yum hamoed, so that they'll be ready for the moed. Right? We're talking about a 7-day holiday, and if you water it for 2 more days, then when you pluck it, it's going to be that much better. So since it's tzorach ochel nefesh, you're allowed to do a tircha yosera. Aval yimeinu rotzeh lochol memoed v'osa kedei lahashpichan asur. It's 100% asur, even without a dili, without a bucket. That's if you're only going to use it for after the moed, and there won't be davar hafsid. You're only doing it only to make it better. Just a quick word, we'll stop. With watering a garden or a field or irrigation. So then if it's not letzorach hamoed in your garden or field, so it's going to be aser no matter what, basically, unless there's going to be a hefsid, kilkel. Now, if it's just going to wither a little bit, wilt a little bit for a couple days, and it'll come right back when you water it, I don't think anyone calls that kilkel or hefsid. But if it's irreversible, then that's a problem, then that's called a hefsid. Now, if you have a timer set, I don't think anyone says there's any iser, because nothing's you're not doing anything. It's all being done by a timer. And what about turning? For sure, we're talking about Chol HaMoed, okay? Well, now, okay, then as far as use turning on and off an irrigation system, so then, nowadays, I think all the poskim say it's mutter. You can see Kaf HaChaim, the Mabit, Chazan of Ish, Chazan of Adya, Pischei Tshuva, it seems to be that everyone says it's mutter, because there's no tircha whatsoever, just by turning on an irrigation system. Again, we're talking about where there's at least a little bit of a davar ha'aved. We're not talking about just to make it better. If it's just to make it better, we learned that's aser. And it could very well be just using a hose also is the same 100% mutter, because there's no tircha, you're not carrying anything. And that's what it seems like. All right.